antique store?
No, just to buy things that you everybody needs it in their house. Mm-hmm. It's one word to describe all of this. Bookcases.
Furniture?
Right.
You call it furniture and you buy furniture. All types of furniture.
Okay. And what are the things that hang at the window to keep light and you have to pull them down?
The blinds. Mm-hmm. I have some. I still have some. I can give it to mine. My house is elevated. And at night, you can stand out there when it's light. And then I light the house and look all through the house, see me walking around. So I people will discord their blinds, but I'm not going to take mine down.
Now, can you describe those to me?
What?
Do they have little pieces that you can...
Yes, they can. They're adjustable.
Okay.
Mine are adjustable. And my curtains are adjustable, too. They're drawer curtains, all of these and those in it. Everywhere.
What do you call the ones where they're on rollers and you pull them down?
Shades?
Yeah.
I don't have any of those.
Okay.
No, I don't have any shades.
Okay, now what do you call the little room off the bedroom to hang your clothes up in?
Call it a closet.
Okay. And if you didn't have a built-in closet, what might you use?
Sure.
Okay. And the room at the very top of the house, just under the
roof? Attic, if you had one. I don't have one.
Okay. And the room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
And what do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned food and... things like
that. Yeah, the pantry. We don't have any pantries now. We have cabinets.
Oh. Okay. What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
What do you call what?
A bunch of old worthless things.
Discords.
How about just old worthless furniture and stuff that you aren't using anymore?
Antiques.
No,
what would I call it?
It might not be old. It might be stuff that you might just not want to use, but...
Throwaways.
Yeah. Call it throwaways?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call a room that's used to store odds and ends, or keep odds and ends in?
I would call it a storage room.
Okay. And if a room was very messy, every morning you might have to get up and...
adjust things, clean it up, straighten it up.
Okay. And what do you sweep with?
Well, so seldom a vacuum. I have a vacuum that I use and I have a broom. I just said this morning I was going to buy a broom. I haven't bought one in over 7 years. The one you saw me with in my hand when I came in here.
Uh-huh.
I went out there to push off a little rug that was in there because I sweep with that. I have a push broom that I boys do the yard with, you know, when they sweep out here. And let's call it a broom.
Okay. Now, if the broom is in a corner and the door is open, you see, here's a corner and there's a door right here.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the broom leaning up against the wall right there. If the door was open, where would you say the broom is compared to the door?
That's inside the door, or behind the door.
Okay.
The broom is behind the door. And 9 times out of 10, I see that door I have open yonder.
Uh-huh.
I do it. Mine are back there in the corner because that large cabinet I have there was in the shop. And now when I closed up the shop, you see, we ran a cleaning shop.
Mm-hmm.
My husband was a cleaner. And we had rental cleaner. And rather than get rid of that, I brought it home because it's so, you know, it's very useful. And I wouldn't dare get it away. I've been offered good money for it. I kept it at school long until I retired, and I brought it home. And the man said he hadn't seen one like it. And I won't throw it away. And that's why that door won't open any more than it does. And my brooms are behind there. Marks.
Okay. And years ago on Monday, women usually did their...
laundry. Sure would wash every Monday, rain or shine.
Okay. Monday was considered what day? And then Tuesday was...
what, Monday was considered laundry day?
Yeah, and describe laundry. What do you do on laundry day?
Wash 9. Wash your clothes 9.
Okay. And how do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Oh, up the stairs.
Okay.
You did then. Now they have escalators, elevators.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you were outside of a house, how would you get in?
Come in the door. Come up the steps and on the porch and then in the door.
Okay. And what's built outside the door that you can put chairs on and sit outside?
The porch or the patio.
What's the difference to you between porch and patio?
Porch is usually onto the house, and the patio is usually, sometimes they extend it, they go out in the yard, like, and have cover on them.